You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And welcome to another episode of Knights at the Round Table. Tis your boy, Man Weezy, and this is a familiar sight if you are a season one lover, because we got Obese all the way over there to the left. We got the Queen Angela Johnson to my left. We got Be Real to the right.
Hey, everybody.
And we are excited to start season 10.
Band is back together.
Or Diez in Spanish.
Yes.
Ooh, look at you. Ooh, Espanol.
You are welcome.
Somebody was just with his parents.
In my life, you are welcome. And this is going to be a great time. We don't have any drinks because it's in the middle of the day.
Well, hey, I have sparkling water.
Uh-huh. And Queen, you have
sparkling
some...
water and Amare.
Amare. Be Real's over there. Drink. I got my BCAAs on the bottom somewhere.
I got moonshine.
We feeling good. So today we're going to be talking about, first of all, before I say that, how's everybody doing?
Aw.
Good.
So
Bobies, thank you for driving in from the OC.
Welcome. I am muy bien.
Wow. You've Gracias. Been learning Spanish.
Oh
Why?
My gosh. I don't want to alarm everybody. I don't want to make a big deal about it, but I have a boyfriend now.
Congratulations.
And he also speaks Espanol. So,
amazing. Whoa.
Yeah. But I'll probably only refer to that 8 times during this podcast. Okay. So,
it's a new thing. Bien, it's very gracias. Exciting.
For those of you that are drinking while we're listening to this episode, try the drinking game. Take a shot every time Elise mentions boyfriend. Yeah.
Do not drive afterwards, please.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad. Everybody else is good?
Yeah, everything is everything, man.
I love it. Today we're going to be talking about, do I really want to be a boss bitch? And I know it sounds like that. I may change the title because really the subtext of this conversation is, are you truly a traditional man/woman? Or are you a progressive? And what we mean by that is traditional roles in our country, at least, has always been woman does the cleaning, the cooking, the child rearing. Man goes, makes the money. That's what he's responsible for. Wife is responsible for everything else. That was our traditional role in this country.
Also in Australia.
Also in Australia. So the progressive role now is... the woman does not need the man. The woman makes her own money, does her own thing. She's a boss. We hear it say all the time, I don't need a man. I may want a man. I just don't need him. I got everything that I need. Mm. And then I would say the progressive man is one in which he's less, excited is the word, or apt to want to pay for everything, to want to take care of you in that way, more so take care of many women out there and kind of like float, never really commit. It's a different kind of dude. It's definitely a different way of being now more than ever. So it's harder to find a traditional man, but I'll let Bobise has been the newliest single.
Because I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
shot.
In dating escapades, okay, what did you see that was the difference between what you would consider traditional or a more of a progressive man? Like, did you ever get a dude that on date one was like, you want to split the check?
Right. Yeah, no, for sure. First of all.
Yeah,
welcome
for sure.
To online dating. I didn't. Well, we know that from season one that Elise doesn't really do online dating. Oh my gosh, Bonzo just put his head in my lap like a little cutie. You can have anything you want. And that was the issue with me with online dating. You know what I mean? But I think that for me, I thought I was a very progressive boss woman, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I think I'm starting to realize like, I'm allowed to admit that I don't want to be. Does that make sense? But I still want to do the things I love. Like, mm-hmm. I still want to speak and communicate and travel and earn money in that kind of way. But what I've realized, and I don't know if I would have realized it outside of like stepping out of a ministry salary role, is that there's a lot of pressure that comes with it. And so what I realized for me is that when I said, I don't need a man, I want a man, definitely had said that before, it was actually masking a fear of mine to have someone hurt me and leave me in a way that I would have to start over again. Does that make sense? And so
it does.
That's it for me. I had definitely been on dates where guys will like, had one guy had looked at me when the check came.
He just looked at you?
And we just had a stare off. And I was like,
no.
Hey, man. Like, what's
up? Did he say anything?
No, just stared for a while. So
wait, he didn't even go for his wallet?
Not for about 12 seconds, which turns out feels like a very long time.
Oh,
when no one's saying anything and there is a check sitting right there. So that was the first and last date. And it wasn't because he wanted us to split the check or wanted... It was... about why I felt like he was doing it. And I just got a gross feeling when it happened. It like, just be upfront.
Yeah.
Like if everyone communicates what they think and how they feel, and I think we'll do another episode, whether that's already posted or not, about like questions to ask before you date someone. I think this is a very important one because if you communicate your expectations and whether you are traditional, progressive, what that means for you in relationships, I feel like there's less stare offs and less assumptions, and you can decide quicker, is this someone I can partner with? Because I don't think it's about roles. I think even the boss role, traditional progressive for men and women, mean different things to different people.
Well, then stop right there, because okay. I was going to ask you anyways. So then you quickly define, what does it mean for you to be a boss bitch?
I think that for me now, it's someone, so I wouldn't classify myself as one anymore, because I feel like it means somebody that does everything on her own and is building something amazing. But I've realized for me, I don't want to do that. I would rather connection. And that doesn't have to mean a man. That can also mean a team or with a friendship or other people doing it with me. I think a like boss babe, whatever that is, like that to me is someone that's doing it on their own.
On their own. Like yeah. They are the final say when it comes to everything. They're it.
Yes.
Okay. Queen, for you.
When I think of boss bitch, boss babe, boss,
lady boss,
boss lady. The things that come to my mind are like women who own their own business or who run things, whether it's their home, their team mom, they're making all the snacks for the team. They're the one that's like volunteering at all the things. Like,
so it's not even a financial thing for you.
For me, it's not a financial thing. It's more of like an essence of what you put out there. Like there's the woman who gets it done is a boss babe to me. So whether that means she's like out there going to workout class at 5 a.m. so that she can get back in time to take her kids to school at 7:30 and then she has to come back and get ready for work. And then whatever she's doing, like that's a boss. And like me, I feel like I'm a boss because I'm CEO of me, of my company and my brand, and I have a brand. And so I'm like in, you know, making decisions and getting decision fatigued all the time. So I don't know. I feel like I'm a boss babe because of the energy that I put out there.
So for you, it's an energy beat. What do you think? Because I know we were talking about it earlier and Maddie is transiently in and out of this position. Yeah. Like, what is it? When you look at her, what are the things that she is doing that translates to you?
Just babe, that's what.
Yeah.
That translates to you as like, oh man, she's, you know.
Yeah.
She's bossing it right now.
She, you know, it's one of those things because it's been an ebb and flow in our marriage of like who is the major breadwinner.
That's important.
Which is, it's been so interesting. So like when we first got married, it was like her, we moved to LA, it was her for a second, then it's been me last couple of years. And then she's possibly coming on as a new role and it might end up being her after bonuses and all that sorts of stuff. So to me, I think I'd agree a little bit more with what Ange was saying as far as it's an energy. So to me, like when I think of the word boss bitch, you think of a woman who is strong. You think of a woman who is confident and you think of a woman who is independent. Now, again, Maddie has all those things, yet she can have her independence even though she can depend on someone else, right? It's kind of like situational or depends the context of when someone has to exert that independence. And so to me, it's more of an energy and it's more of traits that she has more than the current role she has as far as job and what she's doing. So to me, it's like there's certain things that she has that you're just like, yeah, she knows how to go out and get it. Right. She's strong. Like she's not going to back down. She knows what she wants. She's like, hey, this is what I deserve. Right. She's in negotiations with this new company she's probably going to work for, or whatever. So they're going to obviously come in as lowball. So to me, a boss bitch is going to be like, well, actually, no, this is what I'm getting.
Right.
So you guys either meet me there or we're done. So to me, I think Maddie has always exuded those virtues and to me or characteristic traits, however you want to label that. And so to me, I think that was one of the things that actually attracted me to her. Now, again, my mindset is always like, listen, there's no pressure on her to have to go and get it. So I'm very much so the way that I'm wired is very traditional. Like, I want to be able to do enough that there's no pressure on you to have to go and be a boss bitch in going and get it on your own. Like, I'll take care of you. So that's my mindset, even though she's probably a progressive woman in the sense that what she's doing.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess the question then would really be then, it's good that you brought that up, because what would you guys consider yourselves? Like V already said, he's traditional. I know our situation is not traditional, even though I don't think I've ever considered myself anything. Like, I've never thought about this question. I've always worked hard, but I never really, I knew for me, I was attracted to someone that, and we have to acknowledge, and maybe I'm wrong or not, typically, well, scientifically, I'm not wrong.
I was waiting for it.
Scientifically, I'm not wrong, meaning...
Me and science.
Okay, assertiveness, what we were talking about, what B was just saying, going out and get it, that...
Knowing what you're worth.
That kind of aggressive, like, has always been characterized as a masculine trait.
Right.
It's always been that way. Now females are, I think because of the way our culture is, that the expectation to get married young is no longer there. So if you're not married soon, you got to figure out how to provide for yourself.
Yes.
So you have to adapt certain masculine traits so that you can get out there and get it. Here's the issue, right? If you adopt these traits, then do you guys think, and even in your own relationships, does that mess up then when you combine with somebody else and you don't know your role? And I don't mean you don't know your role, meaning like all women are this role. The role that you would really like to be when it's all like deep down inside what you really want to be. Because I agree with Brandon's definition of a boss. And this is something that, like, I always tell people is like, I think a boss babe or boss bitch, whatever, is somebody who can get it on their own and can do every single thing that they need to do. Like, they don't need anyone for anything, but they know when to allow someone to help them.
Yeah.
So that they never come off like, I think this is unattractive, but like, I don't like it when people are like, I don't need you. Because when we say that, I think what we initially go to is money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't think about like all the other, like saying you don't need someone is like, oh, you don't need the companionship. Mm-hmm. You don't need the encouragement. You don't need all the subtleties that happen within a relationship that it's like.
But also I think when you need something or someone, it's almost seen as weakness. And we have to put out this strength to show that we're worthy enough for that promotion, for that job, yeah. for that gig, for whatever. We have to exude this strength, like, you know, I am woman, hear me roar. Mm-hmm. So if you need someone or something, it comes off as weakness, mm-hmm. which I can is agree not with that. The case, but that's
okay. So then both of you guys having being put in positions of you getting married so late, you being married once and now you're back out mm-hmm. there and now both bosses of your own enterprises. Do you like the traits that you have to develop mm. in order to sustain where you guys are at when it comes to being in a relationship? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the stuff that you have to work on muscle-wise, you got to lift these, you have to be good negotiators. You have to be kind of like business savvy. You have to be getting it. Do you guys believe that those traits transition well into relationships, or have you seen it?
I think for me, I'm really proud of the fact that I have started again twice and built what I've built. And so the things I've learned through it, the boss tendencies, I feel like just this word, the boss bitch thing, it is so aggressive that I feel like when women show leadership qualities or can negotiate in a boardroom, people throw the word bitch on in a kind of derogatory sense. That's why mm-hmm. I don't like the term boss bitch. And I think that boss babe actually is like what's the
softens
word?
It
so, like condescend like is condescending a little bit and I don't think it's meant to. I just, for me, I feel like there's these two extremes. That's why I'm like, I don't want to be either. Like, can I just be me? And I understand that's a very naive, like, Elise way of viewing the world. I'm aware of that, but I think for me, I'm super proud of the fact that I've been divorced once and was left in debt and with nothing from the marriage and completely started again, and then came off a very comfortable church salary for the honest very reason of, like, I wanted to do more than I was being allowed to do. And so then kind of being put out there, like, not, this was never said, nor do I think it was intended, but a bit of like, well, then prove it, mm-hmm. being thrown out, being like, all right, now I have to figure it out. And the fact that I've been able to do that, I'm super proud of.
Yeah.
The reason I don't necessarily, I would agree I'm a boss babe on y'all's like definition. So maybe that mm-hmm. means I need to change mine. I think that for me, like, I haven't seen it translate very well over into relationships for me, of being able to admit when I need help. And I feel like the softening of me in a relationship isn't going super great for my business world, because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I just don't want to. Like, it kind of softens me. And maybe that's a good thing. I'm real timing it, so I don't have an answer yet. I'm still in the experiment.
I mean, I think you're dealing with the paradox that most women in your position have to deal with. Mm-hmm. They...
How do you
that
switch it
softening,
on?
That softening, yeah. Exactly. You have to either be one or the other. Like,
yeah.
Because innately,
switch off and switch on.
Innately, you're not built again. Okay. And I'm not saying I'm a scientist, but from from what has been.
I hate today.
From what?
I hate 2022.
From what? I keep saying this because there's so
but
many.
But I read this book.
Conjectures. And... There's so many. But scientifically speaking, in the sense of like, or not even scientific, like in a societal sense, maybe that's better. Move science out of it.
Sure. I love that.
When it comes to societal norms, this country has always been a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the things that you're describing are really tough to hold, to continue, especially if you get with a guy that's uber male, like uber traditional in the very much sense, like mm-hmm. I'm the breadwinner. Cause he's going to have expectations of you that do not line up with this whole progressive idea of who a woman is. There's just mm-hmm. going to be like the idea of like, who's going to stay home with the kids? Or are we going to have kids? Duh, right. We're going to have kids. And who's going to stay home? Questions. Obviously, you're going to stay home.
And if there's no kids, are you home when I get back from work?
Yeah. Right.
Is dinner there on the
table?
Is
something waiting for me?
I like B's definition from your point of view of like, I would, like you were saying that you would think that of yourself as a traditional from the standpoint of, I don't want my wife to have to feel the pressure of that.
Yeah.
That I can get, that I'm like, yes. Because what that allows me to do is be feminine and be like, I don't feel the pressure. And if one day I'm like, hey,
yeah,
like when we have kids, if I'm then like, I actually turns out want to stay home with them, or a season of life just changes,
right?
Then I don't have to. I love the world truly where I don't have to, because then there are still things that I want to do. I want to speak. I want to travel.
Yeah.
I want to do all of those things. But when you take the pressure off, man, for me personally, I feel the weight taken off. Like the, you have to go and be aggressive because otherwise you won't.
Cause yeah, when there's pressure sometimes on your passion, it turns the passion into something that's like, it's lost. You're no
longer excited about it.
It's like, I always tell my boys, like when I, my goal, obviously when I was in high school was like, I want to get a Division I scholarship. I want to play college basketball. Like that's the dream. And so I made that happen. But the thing that surprised me so much about playing in college and then playing in pros after was that this game that I've loved and dedicated my entire life to just became very businessy. Mm. And in the business and the pressure to perform, it's like I lost a little bit of the thing that I loved the most about it. Mm-hmm. So it's like my passion all of a sudden, it was kind of like, there was like taken this like wet blanket over it and it just doused the fire that I used to have. So, and a lot of times too, I think like being able to have that sort of space of like, there's no pressure for you. Just go and follow what you're passionate about and just do it. And just understand that I always got you. Like there's always something for you to land on. But also use that landing pad as a launch pad if you need to. Like if you feel like it's time to jump into whatever that thing is next for you, go and do that. And so, yeah.
I think that's been the beauty of our relationship because we never started off traditionally. Mm-mm. Like it's always been,
you started off on tours.
First like we've been touring, but Ange has always made more money than me. And she's always, it's just always been that. And it's funny because one of my prerequisites for being with somebody is that I wanted to be a cheerleader. So I obviously wanted a quote unquote boss, a boss girl. I just wanted
which word do we use now, right? Boss. Boss woman?
I wanted someone who can, who had a goal and they were actually going for it. Like, I just wanted to be able to cheer someone on. And I knew there was a very real possibility that maybe that would end up being, meaning like her shine was bigger than mine. But, and I just, I can honestly say I'm probably not the traditional man. Not in the sense of like, I don't have a work ethic of a traditional man, because I do. I've been working since I was like 14, whether it was illegally or legally. But either way, I've always hustled and made my own money. But when we got together, I settled very much into a non-traditional progressive way. And it was less about, and this probably transition happened in the last 2 years. It was less about me building something and recognizing in our life that her ship is already built and sailing.
Right.
And the best thing that I can do is pick up a fucking oar and freaking paddle. Mm. I'm not the captain of the ship. I'm not the main dude, but I got an oar and I'm paddling harder than everybody else. And I remember God showed me that because, you know, I've always heard it say, especially in the church, is like, oh, you're the leader of your household. And, you know, everybody always takes that as a money thing.
It's so true.
And it really just meant for me was that continue to guide in principles, like set real like practices in your house that not only honor God, but honor one another. And most above everything, like serve well. Because if you can serve well, you can lead well. I guess just, that's just like, I mean, it's what Jesus did. So I've focused my whole life now on just like serving well.
I think at the beginning of our relationship, it was hard because I was being boss babe, boss bitch at work. Like,
yeah, definitely boss on bitch, the road. Boss bitch babe.
And I was making decisions.
Right.
And yes, this, no, not that. We're doing this. We're not doing that. And, you know, making decisions. And then in the relationship, to have a role reversal of me learning to soften and embrace my femininity, that has been something that's happened more so over the past 5-6 years. But in the beginning, I was very much in my masculine, owning my tomboyness all the way to my business, my mindset, like our marriage, like treating it as a business, you know, because I was just very much in my masculine and it's where I needed to be to get me to where I am today and all of that. So I think it was definitely a learning process. And I remember one time I called a friend of ours who is a manager of a very successful music artist. And she's done a lot of things in her career and she is a boss and makes lots of money, very successful and has a husband and two kids. And I remember calling her one time and being like, hey, how do you balance like being boss at work? And then when you come home, like letting your husband be like the leader and like the man of the house. And she had no answers for me. She was like, that's something that I need to learn how to do. And I was like, okay, so it's so kind of hard. Attention. It's not just me. It's hard for women to have to do that, to balance being the boss and then flip it and be feminine. And
well, I think it comes down to the actual, again, if you don't define what it means to be a boss, then how are you ever going to know when you're on what side of the line? Does that make sense? So if to you, a boss, like I was laughing because I always have this problem with Penstifer. The other day she comes in and she had four bags, massive bags. And I go to her and I'm like, oh, do you need help? And she's like, no, I'm good. And I look at her like, you're not good. And then stuff just starts falling out of the bag and it starts whatever. And I'm laughing at her because I'm like, I know she likes doing stuff on her own. But I'm like, in situations like this, like you don't really have to, because now you had to make three trips to your room. And I could have just helped you. And we could have did it in one and nothing would have fell out of your bag and you would have been good.
And
but I think and we've always had this we had these conversations all the time on what she feels like being strong is or whatever. I think if you don't know what it means to be a strong woman, like a real definition of strength, then you're going to continue to conflate the societal version of strong, the male version of strong, right? Because if you play in a male world like she plays in, there are things that men think are strong for men. So you adopt those things so that you can survive in that world. But men don't find that shit attractive. It's not attractive when I ask you, hey, can I help you with the bags? And you're like, no, I got it. And you'd rather see shit fall everywhere.
Right.
To me, it's not attractive. Like, I'd rather be like, cool, you killed it. And then you get home and you whatever. My queen takes it sometimes a little too far.
That's about to say. I've gone too far the other way.
When the trash can is
lit. If I ask for help for something, you'd be like, babe, I need you to learn how to do some things yourself.
Yes.
You'd be selling yourself short sometimes.
She is definitely, like 5 years ago, you wished that I would ask you to do this, just for the record.
Yeah.
No.
For the record.
No. Because I believe she's capable of so much.
I believe you're capable of so much. I'd be like, don't give me that. Just reverse the car out of the garage for me.
I did reverse the car out of the garage.
For the record.
I did reverse it.
Scientifically speaking, he's right.
The initial thing that made me attracted was the fact that you could do shit.
Okay, I have a question on that though, because so I met my boyfriend, take a shot. Because I was speaking, right? Mm-hmm. And the person that I was speaking for found me on Instagram and had a look at those. And the reality is, on a very small scale of what Ange does, like the reason that I met this amazing human, that's my boyfriend, is actually because I was doing something in boss mode, if you will. I was preaching. I was the whole weekend.
Ah, so see it's what you just said though? So you just let us in a little bit on what you define as being boss mode. Because you were flowing in your gift. That has nothing to do with boss mode.
Interesting.
But you see preaching as a male thing, which...
Right. That I'm still like, people can say like, we celebrate, we want more women speakers. And I'm like, you want more women speakers that are pandering, that are grateful to be able to use the gift that God gave them rather than being responsible for the gift that God gave them.
That's just you flowing in your gift. Like, but because we've placed the pastor or the preacher role as this is a guy thing. Anytime a woman enters that space, then
because there's so much that comes with that space though. It's not just walking in that gifting of preaching. If it was, fantastic. But clearly it's not. Like, there is a lot that goes behind the scenes. It's not just bringing joy to people and making them laugh and using your gifting of communication and in the arts in all the forms. It's everything that goes into the back end of that, of the decisions that have to be made. Where do you go and when, and schedules and all of that kind of stuff. And so I think that for me, yes, like that's why I think at the beginning I was like, I don't want to be that boss chick because I don't like the back end of that. And if that's what it is, I don't, Like, I would rather someone else do that for me. It doesn't have to be a husband. Let somebody else go into the room and do the negotiation so I get to be Elise. Because it also takes away from, I feel like, the light and shine that God gave me.
Well, you just need an agent.
Sure. So I'm taking applications. No. Yeah, but maybe. But that's the thing. Is that, so having to do all of that, that's where I feel like I don't, because that's, I think, what I assume is boss.
And that's why I say it's good to know your definition of it.
Because I like the it's definition either, better.
If you don't know your definition, then you're going to take what the society says is a boss bitch. Mm-hmm. And you're going to compare yourself to all the other bosses. Yeah. And you're going to be like, oh, I should be posting 3 times a day. I should be on my grind. I should be hustle, hustle, hustle. And if I take a step back, then that means I'm not really a boss. And I think it's unfortunate. I think it is like when you, it's almost like if you think traditionally, you're looked down upon. Like if you were literally, I think it's different where before you would have been like, I just want to be a mom. Now, if you say that,
you're not,
I mean,
just
correct
a mom.
Me if I'm wrong. You it's weird, do, right? Yeah. You're like, oh, you just want to be a mom? Like, that's it? Like, what about your career? What about your whatever? You know? And this is.
And before it was the other way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're frowned upon if you're like, wait, right? What?
It's, like, it's weird. And this is another thing. Like, I always be, you know, watching those podcasts on YouTube about dudes trying to teach other dudes. And they always say this, which you guys correct me if you've seen it differently, but I asked Bo Beast this. Do you find it that sometimes there are women that would, at least what I hear, women that want to be progressive, but at the same time want a traditional man? Like they want to be progressive in their life, but they want a traditional man as well, meaning I don't want to be a traditional role. I don't want to stay home. I don't want to whatever, but I do want you to pay. I do want you to hold open doors. I do want you to take care of me. I want all this, but I also want to go do my thing when I want to go do my thing. And it's like a conflict of like, wait, so you want a traditional man to do all the traditional roles.
Yes.
But you want to be, but if he said, okay, cool, I'm going to do all those things, but you got to stay home and I want kids. And I need you to cook and clean, keep my house good. Then all of a sudden he's oppressing you and he's sending you back to the 20s.
I think it's all about, first of all, the spirit behind it.
Okay. Discernment.
So first of all, calm down. Because here's the thing. There's so much that goes into that. So it's like, what, you want me to stay home 24 hours a day? I can't leave the house. Now I'm a prisoner.
No, but
so,
what if he did? What,
so not, then that's no, not the right not, relationship
that's
for me.
Human trafficking.
I don't
mean, yeah. Also, if you need help, like there's hotlines. Can
I don't
we put them on the podcast?
I don't mean 24 hours a day because that's not even a traditional sense. But the traditional idea of you will take care of the house. That's the traditional sense. And the kids.
And so that is the conversations that I think need to happen pretty quickly to know what is a partnership, what is my role, what is your role, where is their flexibility. If two people can't compromise and that relationship's never going to work, both people have to compromise at some point. So yes, there are going to be moments if I'm like with a traditional man and he's like that traditional where I can't go and do my own thing. In the same way, there are going to be times I need him to spend time with me, not with the boy, like whatever that traditional is. I don't think anyone these days is going to win by being an extremist on either end of it.
So you think then, and I mean, again, I'm not traditional, so I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Scientifically, we love it.
Is there really a realistic then, at least nowadays, are there more just in the middlers as opposed to the extreme right and left? Because I think get with any situation, right? Like I think the situation will change it.
Yeah, I think it's changing because when you look at the numbers, right, as far as children being born, it's like the lowest number since like
really
50, 60 years.
Whoa.
That's interesting.
And then people are waiting
longer
to get married. Mm. So there's a lot more people who are now in their 20s not having a partner and not having children and are having to survive. And then you add on top of that inflation, all that sorts of stuff. Like, yo, you're either living off someone else's money or you got to make money on your own. Mm-hmm. So I think with that, and then I think too, you bring in the influence of social medias and how we are all actually on the same page for the most part connected, even though we're divided, right? There's polarizing sides both, but generally speaking, we are up to date on what it means to be a boss bitch or what does it mean to be an alpha male. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think like roles are changing. And then you add also groups who've been oppressed and frowned down upon, right? Now all of a sudden are kind of coming to the forefront. So all of a sudden it's like there's so many things that are up in the air and so many pieces that are moving. So I think what it means to be a traditional male has changed as well.
Yeah.
And it's changing.
I have a question on that because you just said that like with inflation and all the numbers things, like a man these days, can he live in certain parts of America, for example, on just his income, like with a family?
There's some parts.
There's so many places that both people actually have to work now.
Yeah.
So then that changes. In Australia, it's very rare that someone can live on just the husband's income.
Mm-hmm.
So that changes things. But then you got the men that are like, yeah, but yeah, of course she still has to work, but like she also still has to be a mom. Like, okay, bro, but like you just said, there has to be compromise because the world we're also living in isn't the 50s and 60s either.
Yeah.
Agreed. I think there has to be compromise as far as you being able to tolerate each other. But at the end of the day, do you lend more towards being traditional or progressive? Because that is going to be what determines, like, look, okay. Yes. Can a single man who makes $50,000 a year live in LA?
No.
No. But it's also that man's choice to live in LA.
Sure. Yep.
So,
which is
anyway. If you can identify your
leave it there.
What you truly want in life, i.e., if that is being the traditional woman, who, you know, the compromise is, dude, I don't really expect you to freaking have dinner every night. Maybe 3 out of 5 would be great, you know, and do what you want the rest of the time. But if you really do in your heart want traditionalism, then you have to then with that other person mold your life to a place where that becomes realistic. So instead of Studio City, maybe it's fucking Lancaster. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with Lancaster.
I'm just saying, no, it's more affordable than Studio City. So maybe it is thinking about those things when you're with someone or when you're deciding these things and saying, okay, for me to exercise the type of roles that I would really like to, you know, exist in within a relationship, this is where I need to be. Or this is what he needs to make or she needs to make. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. 'Cause for me, I'm very defined. Like I'm fluid so much so that I work with the pace of wanting to beat my wife and make more money than her.
Okay, I'm so glad you finished that sentence, to be honest.
I am trying to make so much more money than her so she doesn't have to at all. But that shit is really hard. Because she has such a head start. I'm like, fuck, this is so hard. But I'm still not gonna. And sometimes I'll look at her and I'll be like, babe, are you still proud of me? Because it's funny to us. We laugh because I don't have any insecurity about it at all. You know, I take more pride in whatever she makes, I multiply it. So, mm-hmm. You know, she makes this and I turn it into this. And I know I have a talent for that. But I work with this work ethic of the traditional role.
Yeah.
But fully rest okay that if we did have kids, I'm going to take care of the kids. Like, I'm going to have that role. I will for sure at this current juncture be the guy that meets up with all the moms and gets the...
Hilarious.
What kind of bottles should I buy? And what?
You gonna be my nanny?
Yo, you guys gotta see my new stroller. This is wild.
This is the Lexus of strollers. You know, like I will be that guy because of our situation, and I won't even feel weird. Like I would just do it to the best of my ability and be.
But I wonder if the world would even change then if you guys had kids. Whether you'd want to travel just together as a family and figure that out then. Like
you probably could if the finances are there. Yeah.
But I think that all of this rests on communication and just being honest and open with people.
But how can you communicate if you don't know the answer for yourself? That is my main caveat.
Sure.
You have to be able to answer for yourself. Are you traditional? Are you progressive? Are you somewhere in between? Middle. Mm-hmm. Because that is going to highly dictate. You're going to avoid so many problems.
Right.
Because everybody is super, do you, babe, when you're dating. And then you get married and then the expectations drop. Yeah. And they're like, wait, what? You're not going to cook?
That
wait,
work.
What? You're going to what? Or the guy, wait, you're going to stay home? You're not going to try to get an advancement in your job? Nah, babe, I'm happy at Best Buy. Wait, but what? Yeah, I'm happy. I told you. Like, I remember I told Ange, I was like, I make $30,000 this year. If I may never make more. It's not going to be because I'm lazy, but this is the industry I'm in. For whatever reason, this is how much I make. If that's not okay with you, we don't have to get married.
Is that pretty early on? I guess we're going
into it. It was one of the first things. Like, I was like, this is what I make.
No, I was like, I got you, babe.
Yeah, she was just like, no, I don't need your money. I got my own. And so I was like, okay, cool. Because I don't chase money. I only chase purpose. That's it. So if you don't like, if you don't like somebody that chases purpose, chases Jesus, then I'm the wrong person. Go get somebody that's chasing money. Because sometimes the chasing Jesus and purpose thing doesn't come with money.
Turns out.
We know a lot of people. We know people that made money, but we know more that are leaving like just normal lives, and they love it because they're fulfilled.
Mm. You got to figure out which ones are negotiable to and which aren't, because there may be some things that you're like, I'm good to be traditional this way. I think the danger is when you upfront say, I'm a traditional either way, or like, I'm a progressive either way, when clearly we've seen there are so many different understandings of that word. What does that look like for you? Before you go and throw a label on something, what does it actually look like? Because I think that has been my biggest thing. Not labels thrown around, but when you say that word, what does it mean to you? And then we can dive into what would you really be willing to compromise on and what would you not? Same for me. And then are we a match?
Which is going to lead us into our next episode, which I will for sure put as number two. The next episode we're going to have is the top five questions you should ask when entering a serious relationship. Not a joker. Not if you're trying to smash, you don't need to ask these questions.
Right. It's only one question if you're trying to smash.
The question is, you up?
You down?
So I'm not talking about that. But with that next episode, we're going to talk about the five questions you need to ask before entering a serious relationship so you don't waste your time. But for now, we appreciate you guys joining us. Do us the biggest favor and smash like and hit the bell and subscribe and do all the things, because it helps the algo, guys. We need to trick the algo into thinking that you guys like us. And if you do, freaking do all those things and share this if somebody needs to hear it. You know what I'm saying? That's the best thing you can do. We love you. And like we always say, we pray you find a seat at the table. But if you don't, you are always welcome at ours.
Chew.
Bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.